Simply Done, the podcast network.
You know, you guys, San Diego just moved to starting to use reclaimed water because there's such diminishment of the water table. And now using something that they call indirect potable reuse, they're going to be going straight from toilet to tap.
What?
Just forget it, Perry. It's way over your head.
San Diego's going to use toilet to tap?
T to T, baby.
So you're going to be drinking shit water then?
Did you hear what they did in Reseda?
What?
You never heard? How long you lived in Reseda?
Since November 1 of 96.
Yeah, they just recently found out what's going on with the water.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you serious?
Well, where'd you hear this? Well,
I was at some city meeting, and they were talking about Reseda, how the water has been kind of like poison because of all the dead animals and the carcasses that are in there. And their filters, they're so outdated that a lot of this
shit. Yeah, I know. I heard about that.
I know this song.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hi, once again, it's your pal, Don Barris.
Hey, Dan. It's your pal, Walter.
And?
Walter who? Walter Molininski.
Hey, fucking say your fucking line, you
Oh, mother. My line? Oh, Scary Perry, the king of Fright Night Comedy. These morons over here like to say, the king of Friday night comedy. Duh.
What is in you today? It seems like you almost have a mind of your own, like you're enjoying life. We got to take that right down. All right, now, if you've never heard our show before, the three of us, we were the stars of the cult film classic Windy City Heat.
I remember that movie. We were in that movie.
Yes. Well, it was a cult classic, but nobody really saw it. But now we have our own podcast.
It's less of a cult, more of a club.
What do you mean?
Like it's a club film classic.
Well, but there's thousands of people.
Same thing.
Perry.
Club and a cult?
Please, just stop.
You're
it,
in the Javajo Club. Is that
it's
a cult?
Not a club.
All right, we got a lot of stuff we got to do today. Okay? And
let's
I'd like to start
it.
Out with kind of on a sad note. Friend of the show, an American hero that came from the Second World War.
Tempur-Pedic?
No, not Tempur-Pedic. No, this is someone a little close to Perry.
Who?
I heard what happened. Sonny Cookie Caramello is not in good shape.
Oh, you're talking about my dad. That's right.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, he's on
they
his last
pulled
legs.
The plug.
Yeah, they pulled the plug Sunday.
And he's still kicking through.
He's still kicking.
That's amazing.
What's really amazing is I called up my stepmom this morning. She says he had a full breakfast today. He mixed his cereal and everything.
Oh, Cookie's coming back. What happened?
My old man.
What happened? I've been out of town. What happened?
His gallbladder collapsed.
Oh, my God. Why didn't you give him your gallbladder?
No, shut up.
You shut up.
I'm young.
Yeah,
he's
Cookie.
He's 85.
Well, that's. I just want to say, you know, to all the people that Cookie got through the Second World War and what he did as a cook.
Second World War, the Korean War.
Oh, he went on for another tour of duty.
Yeah,
after the
of course
World
he
War.
Did. He couldn't give it up. You know why? You know why Cookie Caramello didn't want to leave the Navy?
Why is that?
He couldn't stand to leave the fellas behind.
Yeah. You know, the tough thing for Cookie, he was in the Navy long before the don't ask, don't tell proposition was in.
He was doing,
you know what, boys?
He was doing don't ask, don't cook.
You know what, boys? My daddy was not like your daddy. You're trying to make it look like, you know, my old man was a fucking homo. Like,
well, I do want to say something because we are talking about Cookie, and this might be the last week that Cookie's around for us.
What?
Yeah, my I don't see my dad lasting much longer.
Yeah, so.
Oh, my God. Is he aware of the Caramello cookies that are selling like hot cookies up in San Francisco?
I don't think he knows
know.
That. You didn't tell him.
I don't know.
Do you talk to him at all?
Barely. I spoke with him yesterday.
You know what?
But it was.
Will you do me a favor from the show?
Yeah.
When you talk to him again, please listen. When you talk to him again,
mm-hmm.
Would you tell him about the Caramello cookies from San Francisco? That are bringing so much joy to people. in honor of him.
Okay.
That might you know what? Can I say something? I think he's going to make it. You know why?
Why is that?
Because he's one tough cookie.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know,
I'll tell my stepmom that, too.
We're normally a show that does nothing but joke around. And
but we do talk about
pop culture and our own personal lives, and this definitely fits into the personal lives category.
And also pop culture, because Cookie was such a galvanizing figure in the world of both naval cookies.
Navy, and also, construction.
Yeah, making those cookies that everybody loved.
That's why it's almost a sin what's going on. This guy that served our country so well, now the veteran committees are protesting our show. And I don't know if you saw anything about
that. Oh, I know all about that, my friend.
Do you want to talk about it? Or?
Sure, I'll talk about it. Can I have a moment?
Yes.
Well, as you know, I wasn't here last week because after the Super Bowl show that we did, I took off to go to the big game and I went to India because that's where Scaremaster told me it was.
Yeah, I remember.
I didn't say anything
about
it.
You said it was in India.
You didn't talk to me.
We talked about the Super Bowl.
You did not talk to me.
Oh, yeah.
I remember you saying it.
Somebody else.
Where was the Super Bowl held?
The Super Bowl?
Yes.
In Indianapolis.
See, that might have been part of the problem right there. You might have been talking with your head up your ass, but that's what you said.
Oh, God. You know, I know how to talk.
Not really.
Whether my head's up my ass or not, I know how to talk.
No, not really. Well, because of you not standing during our Super Bowl party
and also,
where we had the Star Spangled Banner where we were singing with Dana Hamlet.
You refused to stand up at the Super Bowl show. Now all these groups are coming out against you because of your hatred and disdain for America. But good news, when I was in India, I met these dudes from Pakistan and I went on and hung out with them. And they also, like you, hate America. So I'm hooking you up with those guys. I gave them your address.
Did you give them the number?
Yeah, I gave them their address.
The home and the cell?
Yeah, but these dudes, Scaremaster.
Fucking assholes.
These guys party. These guys party so hard. They had cars that were like blown up cars, and we were shooting the cars with these shoulder mounted missile launchers. They had tons of these, and we were like
bazookas.
Yeah, we went out there, and we were shooting bazookas at these cars and machine guns and
sounds
handguns.
Kind of fun, really.
There's coming to a few of them are coming to California, and they need a place to hang out. And they want to meet somebody, and I told them Scaremaster also hates America.
Yeah, and
don't
talk shit about me. Don't even bring my fucking name up. And if I find people coming to my house off the wall.
No, they're cool.
Dude, I'm going to find you and I'm going to fucking go after you.
No, dude, these guys are cool.
I trust your judgment.
Ahmed and Achfred.
Ahmed and Achfred. Are they brothers or just friends?
I don't know. They do tons.
So when do you want to bring me back down to the car to the carport so I can get the fuck out of here because of these two dipshits?
Stop.
What
right
do we
talking
do?
Fucking shit.
We're not the ones who hate
my
America.
Home address. I didn't say I hate.
You
home.
Did say you hate.
I never said
you
I hated.
You said you're
America.
Jabbaho and you don't recognize it
Jabbaho,
as a country.
Yep. Jehovah's Witness.
Did you stand during the Star Spangled Banner during
Witness.
Our Super Bowl podcast?
I don't.
No, you did not.
We do
you
not.
You sat there. I'm just telling you this. That says I hate America.
Big time.
Whatever.
Whatever. What does it mean?
Look, we don't celebrate.
Who doesn't?
The witnesses do not say the Star Spangled Banner.
Why?
We don't say Pledge of Allegiance because you're worshiping one country alone. Look, we are Jehovah's Witnesses.
Who is?
All the witnesses are Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah.
What'd you see?
Can I ask one thing about this that I've always wondered about the Jabbahos?
I'm going to say it again. Jehovah's Witnesses don't
Let
say Jabbaho.
Let him ask this question.
Because Jabbaho
okay.
is like...
That's not the point. I'm trying to ask you a question about your group of people.
Okay.
All right. Why do you worship dogs? What is the part of the dog?
Yeah,
I'm out of here.
With that?
What are you doing?
Explain it.
Sit down, Perry.
I am not going to answer this fucking retarded question.
We don't understand the practice. That's the.
We don't worship dogs. We worship God.
But what about the spaceships?
What the fuck do you think this is? The Jetsons?
No, it's the Jabbahos.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Jehovah's Witnesses.
Okay.
Not Jabbahos.
Do you remember the dog on the Jetsons?
I would say percentage-wise, the dog Astro got more laughs on the Jetsons than any other character.
Yes. Now, how would the Javajo feel about Astro?
Well, that's a good question. Lassie?
No.
Rin Tin Tin?
No. I'm not answering that because
if you're... Okay, let's just ask you this. As a personal thing, who's your favorite dog of all time?
Great question, Dan. I think our listeners want to know.
Favorite? My cousin's dog that's no longer with us.
What was that?
Saki.
Saki?
What about your little one that you had when you were a little kid that they put to sleep?
I couldn't stand that dog.
What was it, a Pomeranian?
It was a fucking toy poodle.
Why didn't you like it?
It was because of the way the dog acted.
It had a goiter, right?
It had a goiter on its neck.
Do you think that the dog didn't like you because you're worshiping it all
Whatever.
The time? All right, well, listen, we got a lot of stuff we got to get to today. The other day, I received a message. Now, I'm going to play that message. I just want to know what the fuck was on your mind. Please play that message.
Don, it's Perry. Nick called me and told me something that
your manager,
doesn't
Nick.
Sound good. I'm not going to be going online for a couple days because I'm going to reread Greg Dean's Step-by-Step to Comedy, to Stand-Up Comedy, forwarded by Steve Allen. This book is the key to doing jokes. That's why I'm not funny. I haven't been doing jokes in ages. I just got back into this book. I'm on page 12, going on to page 13. And when I get done with this book, I will be funny again. And Katie, as well as Iko, as well as Mary Jane, as well as yourself,
need the book.
To be learning.
I don't need it, though,
good
right?
Comedy structure. Dude, you're not a great comedian. You know comedy, but you're not a great comedian.
You
learn
know
it, man. Don't fuck around. Okay? I don't want to insult you or anything, but you need to learn great comedy structure, setup, punch. That's it. That's basically a joke. A simple joke. My grandfather died peacefully in his sleep, but the kids on the bus were screaming. Duh. All right.
He did?
I'll be back. Bye.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What happened to your grandfather? The same time as Cookie is dying, your grandfather died?
That's a joke. No, it's a joke.
It's not a joke. He was an octopus lover, and it's not cool you to say his
stupid.
Death was a
it's
joke.
It's a joke in the book. It's a joke in the book.
What he meant to Al Capone, and you're just going to throw that all away.
It's a joke in the book.
The secret little mystery between Al Capone and your grandfather, and now it's a joke that he's dying.
No, in the book, there's a joke.
What book?
Greg Dean's. Stand up,
all right, what is funny about your grandfather dying? That's what I don't understand.
It's not my
How about
grandfather.
You keep
grandmother.
Saying it's funny.
I don't think your grandmother appreciated
it. The line about your grandfather dying.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. What she's been through in this life.
She gets that thrown in her face. I don't understand you sometimes, Scaremaster.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about your
grandmother.
Disregard for your grandmother's feelings.
She went through what she had to go through all of her life with the Al Capone thing and how many other people
and
like Al
Capone.
And he
finally passes away on public transportation and you make some kind of, you think it's funny?
It's not funny at all.
My grandfather, he died in his sleep, I think.
I know, you just told us, dude.
Mole,
what?
Maybe we're the ones that are wrong here because think about
it
this.
It is kind of funny your
no,
grandfather
it's not funny.
Died.
It's not that it's funny, but maybe it's the way Perry's handling it. His father and his grandfather
oh,
died.
Oh, you're
the
saying
same
it's
time.
A coping mechanism.
Right.
Interesting.
Okay. Well, let's make some jokes about his grandfather.
Okay.
Before we get to that, what the fuck are you saying that I'm not a good comic?
Just what I said.
You don't think I'm a good comic?
You don't do setup and punch jokes.
Okay, let's try
like,
some.
Like Steve Allen, like Stephen Wright.
How do you do them?
I've been out of shape and out of time and out of touch with my jokes for a long time.
Okay, Mary Jane.
I researched after this insult from Perry, and I have two examples of a Greg Dean comedy joke. First of all, Perry is the most brilliant, wonderful, handsome person ever, but that's only if I'm writing a joke from Greg Dean's joke book. And the other one is, Perry is so warm and fuzzy, but only when he's in the arms of Randy Callahan getting 3 SAG vouchers.
That is not a joke.
That's funny.
It had setup and punch, dude.
That's exactly Greg Dean's theory.
Wow. Thank you, Mary Jane. What do you have to say to that?
I don't look at it like
well,
that.
Well, how
okay?
are you judging everybody? And by the way, the people that you mentioned are all in my Ding Dong show. Iko, Katie.
I know.
And Mary Jane and me.
And the two girls that I really like and really have a heart feeling
okay,
for.
Well, they have no feelings
because,
for you, trust me.
Because they're young enough to be my kid's age. And
how old is your kid?
22.
Just go on with
okay,
it. I want to hear about the Greg Dean thing where you insulted me.
It goes like this.
You insult
need
me.
To
I need
to learn how to be a real comedian well, then, rather than only talk about your dick.
That's all I talk about. That's the reason I do an hour and a half, 7 nights a week at the Comedy Store. Most famous comedy club in America.
Ow.
Thank you, Mole. Thank you.
I got a joke.
All right, let's do this. Mole, tell your joke. And Perry, with all this newfound wisdom from Greg Dean's workshop book, you tell me if the joke is good or bad. All right, get close to the mic.
What did Al Capone say when he heard that Perry's grandfather died on the bus?
I don't know. What did Al Capone say when he found out that Perry's grandfather died on a bus?
I was hoping you guys could tell me. I know. He said, great, now I'm going to have to find somebody else to let out my pants. And give me prostate massages.
That's funny. Do you see that? The setup and the punch?
Yeah.
That's a good joke. All right. Here, I got one. Cookie Caramello, on his deathbed, wished three things. One, that he could have his balls massaged by Rock Hudson. Two, that he could have his balls massaged by Brad Pitt. His third and final wish is, he says, he wishes he had a hammer. The doctor said, why do you wish you had a hammer?
Why?
I don't know. Like Mo, I had a good setup, but I just didn't have the punch.
I like it, though.
Let's work on a punch for that.
That's like a meta joke.
What is a meta joke?
Exactly.
So do you have any answers why you insulted me on the phone?
No answers.
And you really think I'm that bad of a comic?
I didn't. Well, it's not that you're that bad of a comic. It's that, see, I'm used to you just being insulting. Actually, here's something you're extremely bright at.
Thank you.
And that's fucking with people. You're extremely bright at fucking with people.
What does that mean?
Meaning for almost 20 years, you and Mole have been teasing me and fucking with
what
me.
What are you talking about? I think it's you
around.
Been fucking with me more than
You've
anything.
You've been so mean and insulting
absolutely.
All the time.
That's all you do. And then you sue us? You're just a complete
oh,
fucking
fuck
dick.
Off.
Oh, you've never sued us.
So what?
You've never put restraining
so
orders
what?
On us. Oh, so what?
Why don't you pay the fucking bill, bitch?
Okay, I'm gone.
All right.
I'm out.
You know what? I'm out, too. Let me out.
You can kill it.
Hey, fuck this shit, man. I'm so sick. Wait a minute. Was that a joke? Were you joking
pay
with me?
Pay the bill, bitch! Pay the fucking bill!
Wait a minute, was that
tell
a joke?
Me what you owe me,
was
you
that
fuckers?
A joke? Was that a joke?
Always.
Oh, he was joking with us. Yes, Mary Jane.
That was the Greg Dean theory setup, but Perry didn't get to the punch.
Oh, okay. The real thing is he knows he owes us, right?
You know you owe us.
I
right?
owe you guys what?
I pay the bill, dude.
Yeah, everything.
Pay the bill, dude!
All right, we got a big show, and we got to get to that big show.
Can I ask this?
Sure.
When are we going to start doing the TV show?
You can't wait to get in that room with Dana Hamlet.
No, it's not that I can't wait to get in that room.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to start getting paychecks. That's what I'm looking for. I'm tired of working for free.
Okay, you work for free? If that's the way you really feel, that we never pay you, in this next segment, you will get nothing out of it. And in this next segment, what's great is this is where you, the listener, gets to be part of our show. It's time once again for our $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Now, if you've never heard the show before, this is a segment of the show where you, the listener, can be part of the fun here. All you have to do is send $10 cash to us. That's $10 straight cash, homie. No checks, no money orders, none of the other legal mumbo jumbo. We want $10 cash, and you send that to 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. A couple days ago was Valentine's Day, and because you weren't here last week, we didn't have a Valentine's Day show, Mole. So we've got a couple that I thought were pretty interesting. Do you want to read this first one right here?
I do, yes.
There is no money in this, just a Valentine's Day greeting.
Oh, this is the Scare Master. Yeah, you read it, too. This is for you, dude.
Okay. Here.
Not for me.
Give me the...
Let me see what it says. Can I see what it says? It looks like it's a private thing to you. Whoa! Hold on.
Here, just give me the letter. All right. You want to read it, Perry, or should I?
If I have to read it, I'll read it.
Let me read it.
All right, Perry. Here, you read this.
Dearest Perry, you are wonderful, you are handsome, you are sexy. Will you also be my Valentine? Yours truly, BJ Jones. Who's BJ?
I don't know.
Blowjob Jones?
Well, that sounds good. Here's another one. This one's to the three of us. Dear Big Three, I love you all. I love the podcast, but I'm really in love with Perry because he's an Italian. I'll bet he smells just like he looks. Hey, I may be a little overweight at 340 pounds, but that's more of me to love. I have fucked a dog before, so I kind of liked the sweaty body hair. Right, Perry? Be my man. I'll support you, you lazy, untalented ass. All you have to do for me is to take care of me sexually. Happy Valentine's Day.
Will never happen.
My love, Perry. This is sound Jill Allen.
Will never happen.
Why?
Why? What, some 340-pound broad?
Why do you got to judge her on that?
I'm not into people that are so fucking huge.
All right, let's get to our $10 shout-outs. Now, these all had $10. This is one they donated $10, and this is from Tyler and Jared. Mole, you want to read this first one?
Yeah, sure. $10 shout-out to Dan Barney, Walter Malinsky, and Perry Ferry Caramello. We'd like to again start out by mentioning we're huge fans of the Big Three Podcast. It's a great place to keep up with pop culture as well as your personal lives. We're sad to report that Perry hasn't taken us up on our offer yet to join the Hair Club for Men chapter in Omaha, Nebraska. Oh, I like these guys. We consider ourselves a strong group. However, the absence of the Stairmaster is making it difficult to attract new balding members such as himself. We think we understand why Perry hasn't taken this first step to restoring that filthy, disgusting, repulsive Mexico of Europe Dago hair. That reason, of course, being not his homosexual orientation, but rather his religion. Not only is the Omaha Hair Club for Men chapter gay and transgender friendly, we are also tolerant of our religions, sects, and cults such as the Christ-rejecting Navajo Witnesses. We'd like to let Perry know that he shouldn't feel uncomfortable bringing his prayer dog to our club meetings. We are comfortable with Perry attaching money or strands of what's left of his hair via scotch tape to his prayer dog, so he can ask Satan to restore his hair and bring him wealth in the traditional Navajo prayer ceremony. Considering Perry is such a big celebrity, were you even willing to chalk out pentagrams in his own room so he can conjure up Beelzebub and finalize the deal? Whatever it takes to get Perry as a member of our chapter, we'll even allow Perry to cut his own glory holes in the men's room for anonymous encounters with other men of his same orientation. We'll also provide the duct tape to insulate the holes to provide optimum penis to strange man's mouth comfort. We thank you.
These faggots.
Listen, let me.
Let him finish.
We thank you again for your time and consideration on this issue and incredible offer, and hope you accept, Perry. If you cannot reach us personally, please contact our attorneys at Ben Jarvis Green Ellis International. Sincerely, Tyler and Jared, page 2. Where's page 1? All right. Thanks, Jared.
All right. Thanks, Tyler.
Thanks, Tyler.
Very informative. Both
solid.
Of those, Tyler and Jared. Boy, you learned a lot there.
Scaremaster, you got to take these guys up on it.
You Omaha's really should. Awesome. They seem like they really
want
you.
Why don't we
really
do a show? Why don't we go do a show in Omaha at a bar?
Is that a bad
we'll
idea?
We'll go do
at
our
all?
Podcast.
No
in Omaha.
All right, let me get to this next $10 shout out. Okay, this one has a couple pictures in it. Hey guys, after hearing a few weeks ago about Christine Caravello's budding relationship with Rucka Rucka Ali, what? I decided to research this groundbreaking news for myself. I found these photos on her webpage. Looks like love really is blossoming for these two kids. I know Perry doesn't have access to her, so I included the photos. All the best. Chef Sir.
Let me see.
Well, that's definitely Rucka Rucka. Is that Christine?
Oh, yeah.
She looks something
Here,
like my
this.
Daughter.
Is that her?
That's cool they got to meet. Let me see. That is cool. We made like a love connection
on the
show.
That's not my daughter, but she looks a little bit like my daughter.
That's her in a tub right there. When's the last time you saw her, though, in all fairness?
About 3 years. What,
Scaremaster, that's her.
Here's one from a guy named Dundor. Here, why don't you take this, Perry?
Oh, Dundor.
There's a gift card in there, too. Take that.
Hey, Big Three. I'm a current student at the Tommy Wiseau Academy Theater and Culinary Art here in New York, and have high hopes of one day becoming a very famous Hollywood screenwriter, director. I understand that Beantown Heat is still in the pre-development phase, according to IMDb, and was wondering if you could pitch my idea for the first scene in the movie for extra credit of my children's theater class. I have an idea of how you can kill off the original Stone Fury, a.k.a. Grandpa Fury, played by Perry, what the fuck? P-E-R-R-I-Y-E, first name. K-A-R-E-M-E-L-L-O-E, last name. Boy, hell, they do not know how to fucking spell. Or they're just trying to piss me off again. The scene should go like this. An old and weary Grandpa Fury, Perry, P-E-R-R-I-E, must infiltrate a high security prison as a double agent to investigate the Pete Rose baseball gambling male prostitution ring. As Perry, P-E-R-R-I-Y-E again, gets closer and closer to the truth, he falls short of accomplishing his mission. He is raped by Pete Rose's thugs, Leroy and Devante, representative, respectively played by Terry Crews. The smokes his cigarette and lets out his villainous giggle as he intensely watches Grandpa Fury double penetrated in the asshole by his henchmen. Leroy will be on the bottom with Perry on top. You know, no fucking way. And extend his 13-inch penis and shove it into Mr. Caramello's butthole. No fucking way. And start fucking him and lightly suck his Nick sensually. No fucking way. Then Devontae or Devani will get behind Perry and stick his 11 1/4-inch penis in. You know, this is all gay shit. There's no fucking way I'm going to do gay shit.
What part's gay? It's how you interpret it, I guess.
Yeah. There's no fucking way I'm going to
You're the one making it gay by saying it's gay, dude.
I didn't even think that until you mentioned the word gay.
Oh, go on. Sticking a penis up my ass?
All right, I guess I could see where that would
be.
All right, well, continue on. Just finish it up, please.
And fuck his asshole at the same time Leroy is a la-la double penetration. To put his into perspective, imagine an Oreo cookie where Leroy and Devante are the chocolate cookies on the bottom or on the top and the bottom, and Mr. Caramello is the white creamy goodness in between, being fucked in the asshole by the two chocolate cookies. It's disgusting. I don't even want to. It makes me think of those kids getting raped in fucking South L.A.
Is this in the letter? Is this
no, I just said that.
Or just finish it.
Why does it always make you go think of kids? Why does it always make you think of kids?
Because of what's going on in the news today.
How about what you
just...
All right,
just the fucking letter.
As he is being fucked...
Child pornographer.
...in the anus by the gargantuous chocolate dongs, simultaneously Perry's character will let out... his famous, scream.
Oh, that's
the
good.
Last time, but this time it's out of delicious pain, BDSM, whatever that means. Anyway, BDSM, anyone? I don't know what BDSM stands for. The original Stone Fury is...
Come on, dude, BDSM.
Shut up.
What do you think it stands for?
The original Stone Fury is then killed as his rectum explodes after being fucked in the butthole. Oh, Christ. Too hard for too long. Leroy and Devante will remove their giant cocks from Grandpa Fury's butthole 2 minutes after the character passes away, and then blood poop squirts out of his abused sphincter into the movie screen. This would be really great special effects, especially if you guys decide to release this in 3D. I understand that Mr. Caramello chose to kill off his character somehow and call it quits in this movie due to creative.
You said doo-doo. You said doo-doo.
Shut up. He had.
But he did say that.
The rest of the writers, but this will be a very emotional and heart-wrenching scene for Windy City fans, but it also gives fans hope of new hero and new savior and a new Stone Fury played by Terrifying Tim Perpetic.
Yeah.
So all in all, it would mean the world if you guys used my idea for the opening scene of Beantown Heat. You rock, Big Three, especially you, Scare
that's nice.
Sincerely, Dundoor.
See, that's a great
You know letter. What?
Okay, let me see that, please. What?
Why doesn't Dundoor let the cocks go up his ass?
Oh, why would you even say that?
Well, he's the one that's thinking of it that way.
Well, you know what he also did? He sent you a gift card. Since Perry is still on probation from $10 shoutouts, I got him a gift card instead from Hot Topic, since he's into that gay emo metal thing. Here.
What?
That's a gift card. That's yours. Mole, here's another $10 shout-out. This is from Jacob.
Jacob! Oh, my God.
Long? We got to tame these down.
Hi, Big Three. My name is Jacob. I'm a big fan of your show. I'm only 9 years old, but I like the podcast a lot.
Scratch
He's a nine-year-old kid.
Oh, all right. That's adorable. That's terrific. Especially guy talk, because that's when you guys talk about your own personal lives. I guess that's why I'm writing. Talk about my personal life. I live in the Sunny Times Orphanage in Bakersfield, California. I don't know who my parents are because right after I was born, I was put in a dumpster behind a 7-Eleven. Oh. Luckily, there was a guy named Stax who lived behind the dumpster, and he saved me and took care of me until he died a few years ago. Now I live at Sunny Times. I hate it so much. The other kids are mean. The kids who are nice only stay for a little while because they always get adopted. I'm a good boy, but so far I've been lucky enough to find a family. There's nothing in the world I want more than to be adopted by a family that loves me. My only friend here is Teddy, who's also 9. There's a computer at Sunny Times, and me and Teddy listen to the Big Three show all the time.
Oh, that's great.
At night before we go to sleep, Teddy likes to talk about how someday we are going to run away from Sunny Times and go to Hollywood and meet the Big Three and how you guys are going to adopt us. Oh, that's sweet. Ever since you came up with the idea, I haven't been able to stop dreaming about it, even though I know it probably won't happen. Still, I like to think about what it would be like to have Perry for a dad. I guess I feel a special connection to Perry because both of us have lived hard lives and because I think he's a really good person. I know for sure he's a good person because he said he let that guy lick his balls to save him from jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge. Oh, he's looking...
What? Nice.
Well, I do remember when you said
he
that.
Mixed up some facts. He's 9. He's 9, Scaremaster.
What?
I think that what was really nice to say... I know Perry would have done the same thing for little Nathaniel if he would have stopped him.
Shut the fuck up
from
about
exploding.
That Nathaniel kid.
If Perry Why? Adopted me, I would Don't... clean his apartment and make him dinner every night, and then he could teach me about rock and roll and skateboarding and how to get chicks. Scaremaster. I would even let him buy me anything besides SpaghettiOs. I would protect Perry from bullies like Ruckus Knuckus the same way I protected Teddy from the bullies at Sunny Times, by sticking a knife in their bellies while they are asleep. I also want to say that Dan and Mole would be great dads, too. But I know you guys are busy working and probably don't have time to be my dad. Perry, would you like to visit me at Sunny Times? We can hang out and get to know each other and see what happens. Smiley face, your friend Jacob. Oh, my God. Look at the pictures.
Oh, I drew a picture
don't
there.
Care.
What is that of? Oh, I see that right there they have Rucka Nucka. They've got Jacob there, and they've got Perry. And I see a knife going into his belly, and he drew red ink all over where the blood would be. That's really adorable. Stupid. Thank you.
He's nine. He wants to kill Rucka Nucka for you. That's sweet, whatever. Dude. You should adopt that kid.
You really should. He could take the place of Christine.
Shut up.
All right, here's another one from B. Slim. Dear new Big Three, Sir Mole, Dan Barney, and Rucka Rucka Ali. Hey, guys, I'm a huge fan of the cult film classic Windy City Heat, The Perry Project. I'm a longtime listener of the podcast. So since you guys have done so much to enrich my life, I figured it was about time that I gave something back. So I've written a poem to honor the Big Three, and especially Perry. And of course, I've included a crisp $10 bill. That said, I hope you guys love my poem. Here it goes.
Hey, listen, how about this? Dan reads one, and you do what Greg Dean would say, you know?
And make it funny. I see exactly what you're saying there. Okay,
no.
I'll read it.
Try it.
All right, just,
no.
Just
flip
you
it
come
around
back.
Flip it around.
Go through this and you respond to everything. Perry's a hoe.
A hole or a hoe?
Hoe. Perry's W-H-O-E? A bitch.
W-H-O-E?
Perry's a bitch.
I'm a bitch with a fucking set of balls.
Perry's a cunt.
I'm looking at two cunts right in front of me.
Perry's
here.
A fag.
That's very
never.
Rude.
Perry's
never.
A hoe bitch, cunt, fag.
Again, never.
Perry blew Randy Callahan.
Never.
Perry swallowed Randy's jizz.
Never.
Perry sucked on Randy's tank.
Never.
Perry ate Randy's ass.
Never.
Perry sucked Randy's ball sack.
You know what? I'm done.
Perry fingered
this,
Randy's bungalow.
This fucking show is
Perry has
the last
HIV.
Show. Where's the fucking proof?
Yeah, okay.
You guys were even in the fucking hospital when I was in the fucking hospital bed, and you even asked that fucking nurse
yeah.
about my AIDS, and
a
nurse
a lot of
looked
people
at you.
You wouldn't tell
the
us.
The nurse even yeah. said to you, he's got no fucking AIDS.
But when he said that, can I just tell you, his facial expression seemed very sad.
His facial expression, yeah, very sad that you had to ask.
No,
something
because
so sick
I
and
think
stupid.
Because he was enjoying being in there with us, and then all of a sudden I mentioned the AIDS blood, and it was like, a cloud came over him like, oh, we have to talk
about
this.
Gotta go.
Right.
I'm busy. But all right. Why are you
well,
bringing
okay.
this shit up?
Perry has Andy Dick's AIDS blood on his toothbrush.
These stupid jokes are not funny at
First
all.
First of all, Andy because... Dick didn't have the AIDS.
Hold on
his
a second.
Assistant
Hold
had
on a second.
It. Perry has a trash bag jacket.
I don't wear trash bags for jackets. I wear 100% pure leather coats as jackets.
Perry has a 99-cent fedora. Perry traffics child porn.
I traffic what?
Perry
right?
killed
right,
Nathaniel
go.
At Knott's Scary Farm.
There you go.
Perry's dick can't get hard.
I'm done with this faggot show.
Perry lives at
because
7722
I am not...
Reseda Boulevard.
That better be pulled from this fucking show.
I would never put that in there. I hope you guys love the poem as much as I love the podcast. You've all been such great inspiration to me, especially Perry. That's really nice. And I hope you enjoy my ode to the Big Three. Keep banging out the best podcast on the planet. Big Three, signed B. Slim. That was nice, B. Here's the
he
last
better have
one.
Added $1,000 bill, that motherfucker.
Can I just point out, Perry obviously doesn't understand the Greg Dean comedy theory because you say the opposite thing and then you reveal the truth in the
very,
punch.
Look.
And he did not do that.
Whoa.
No, you're right. You're
wow,
right.
That's what Greg Dean says, huh?
Yeah. Greg Dean's good
okay,
at that.
This is the you last gotta... $10 shout out. Here, take this.
All right. It goes like this. This is to the Big Three. It's secret location. Oh, it's from BCF. Dear Big Three, being three big fans, we felt it our duty to send you in a clip that we found while sifting through our grandpa's old recordings of classic radio programs from the 30s and the 40s. The clip comes from a Chicago radio show called the Dean and Beaver Snazzy Jazzy Radio Program. In this particular clip, they welcome one of their sponsors. He is a tailor by the name of Frank Giuliano.
What?
We were wondering if this could be the same Frank Giuliano who Perry claims is his grandfather.
That's probably
Please give
true.
This brief clip a listen and let us know what you think. Sincerely, three big fans, Bowers, Ghost, and Fisher.
Maybe what we could do is we could play this at the end. And if it has any relevance to our show... We'll keep it in there. Okay. Well, that was today's $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
This next segment coming up is something very special. The bosses from upstairs are loving the way this is helping the show. And I give credit 100% to Perry's hard work on this.
Surprised.
Here it is, Perry's movie review. On this week's movie review, Perry's going to be reviewing the movie My Own Private Idaho. What'd you think of the movie, Perry?
Very good film. Okay. The film is by Gus Van Sant, starring River Phoenix and Keanu Reeves. This is a haunting tale of two young street
hustlers. Is this the bus one?
You know, if you say another fucking word, I'm going to put my fist on your fucking
the
throat.
The bus where they can't keep going like 50 miles an hour?
No.
I don't know what one that is. Oh,
mind your
you're
own,
talking about
shut
one.
Your fucking mouth, the both of you. Let me read this.
You're just reading, dude. It's like you're reading the box cover. This isn't a review. What's your feeling?
He knows what he's doing.
No. You've gotten something fantastic here. You're just going to copy down the box cover and say what they say on there?
You got it.
What did you feel about this movie?
Can I read what I wrote?
No. I don't want you reading it. I want you telling me what you felt about the movie.
Wait a second, Scaremaster. I think what Dan is trying to say is that he thinks you sat at a table with your elbow on the table.
And just wrote down everything that was in the box cover.
And just wrote.
Fuck you.
What was the movie about?
The movie was about two street hustlers.
Don't look at it. Give me that.
No.
Give me that.
No. Because it's best that I.
Every time you look down, I'm going to throw a fortune cookie at you from What the Huck.
Two guys. All right. The movie started out kind of gay, which really pissed me off. All right. Because these two young guys, you know, early, I would say they're in their late teens, early 20s. It starts out, it mentions Seattle, then it goes Portland. And these guys all of a sudden start hooking up in these clubs and stuff. And they start talking about sucking dick and getting paid for it. And I'm like, oh, this is sick. And I just really wasn't into that stuff. I was just really pissed. I wrote, people that hate the faggot part of this film, like myself, because there's a big homeless thug in the film, and his name's Bob. And he's like the king of the streets in this neighborhood where they're from, where Keanu Reeves and River Phoenix were from. But Keanu Reeves looked at Bob straight eye to eye and was really pissed off at him and said straight out, look, I'm gonna make it, and I'm going to get out of this part of town, and I'm going to be a lot better
Why
off than
like
you.
Why didn't he like that part of town?
Because he didn't like being homeless.
Homeless?
He didn't like being a homeless punk.
Perry, what did he want to get out of?
He wanted to get out of being homeless. He wanted to get out of doing gay shit. You know, sucking dick for money and letting guys suck his cock for money and
whoa,
stuff.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What movie did you watch?
My Own Private Idaho.
And so what do you give it as far as a rating? How many vertebrae?
Okay, if there's 10 vertebrae and there's only 7 in the back of your neck, I would give it about a 5 or a 6 because the reason why I liked this movie...
Oh, we know why. We know
no,
why.
No, you don't
yeah,
know why,
do.
You fucking homo.
We know why you like the movie.
Because when
actors.
They
oh,
won,
we know why.
When River Phoenix.
Good looking guy.
River Phoenix and Keanu Reeves are both good looking
guy.
Man.
There he is.
Now, River Phoenix. Yeah. River Phoenix was this. He was a spasmodic kind of guy that was always going into convulsive seizures and shit. You know, you'd see him jumping around and stuff on the
get to the point.
And then all of a sudden let me read, please.
No, don't read. Just give how many vertebrae do you give?
I 7 in the back of your head. You know, like if there was a 1 to a 10, I would give it about an 8 or a 9.
Who did
an 8
you
or
like?
A 9. Whoa.
Who did you
it's
like?
It's a real
more?
Good movie.
Who did
it's
you
a real
like
good
more?
Movie.
Who's it? Who did you like more? River Phoenix and Keanu Reeves or Forrest Whitaker from The Crying Game? Who's going to knock him off that podium? He's your guy so far.
Because
you're all over him. Remember?
Who'd you like better? Or is Forrest Whitaker still the number one?
No, it's equal.
Okay. All right, well, listen, is that a call? Could you send that call through for us, please?
Who is it?
Bet you it's Mr. Adams.
Hello, is it me you're looking for?
Hi, Mr. Adams. How are you,
Mr. Adams? Ah, Walter, there you are. You made it home safe and sound.
Yeah.
Yes,
I was in Pakistan.
I'm sorry I didn't join you. I was touching the untouchables, but they don't know.
Yeah, I made it work. Awesome.
Yes, quite right. And Scaremaster, on a more serious note, I'm awfully sorry to hear about Cookie.
Thank you.
You'll always be Cookie to me. Is there anything I can do? Listen, if he does pass away, would you like me to write you something to say at the funeral?
Thank you, but...
Okay, listen, let me just throw something out at you. How about something like Auden? How about this? Listen, he was my north, my south, my east and my west, my working week and my Sunday rest, my noon, my midnight, my talk, my song. I thought that Cookie Caramello would last forever. I was wrong. Do you love it?
That's very nice. Thank you very much.
Do you love it?
I appreciate it. Yes, I do like it.
Well, listen, in all honesty, I must say, I, for one, hate the way that the cookie has crumbled, so to speak. Would you all agree?
Yeah, definitely.
That's very nice to say.
Mr. Adams, this is kind of a bummer phone call from you.
Yes, this is all kind of a bummer. This is all quite sad. There's really only one way to cheer everybody up.
Slurpee party?
No, Walter,
no,
not a Slurpee party. It's joke time.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Listen, no, that's not what I want to hear.
Pater, here's one for the occasion. Are we ready?
Yes.
What was Cookie Caramello's favorite vessel in the Navy?
Scaremaster, tell him.
I don't know. Like
chocolate
you do.
Ship.
Bought on. And here's to Cookie's speedy recovery, Scaremaster. Toodles.
Thank you.
Bye, Mr. Adams.
Thank you.
Nice. That was nice.
Very nice.
He tried to say something. How are you handling the whole cookie thing?
I don't know.
Kind of a crazy time.
Yeah, very.
Are you going to be a pallbearer? Do you have to carry the coffin? What did the Javajos do for a ceremony? He's not Javajo. Is he Javajo?
No, he's not a witness.
Is he Javajo?
That's what broke my parents up.
Do you burn them?
So wait. What did Javajo do?
We're gonna cremate my dad.
Yeah.
That's what do the Javajos do with their dead? Is it true that they wrap them in cotton candy?
Shut up, you fucking dick.
Now, let me ask you this. Because at the funeral, you're probably going to have to give some sort of speech. Have you been working on that?
He's not dead yet.
Well... If they pulled the plug, they're not expecting him.
Well, they didn't expect him to fucking dig into a bowl of oatmeal this morning, too. He had a whole breakfast this morning and fucking finished it like nothing.
You know what's next after that? Lunch.
And dinner. So I'll talk to Karen tomorrow.
Like a late night snack?
So I'll talk to Karen tomorrow and see how...
Let me ask you this. I think tomorrow when you talk to him, what you should do is you should really talk about the Caramello cookies because that would make him feel good and maybe give him a reason to live. So talk to him about that. Tell him that we're really big fans here on the Big Three podcast and we'll always have a very special place in our heart. We're going to take that picture that someone sent us and we're going to hang it on the wall in honor of Sonny Cookie Caramello. There is kind of a cloud of gloom hanging over us in honor of Cookie today, but it's still, here we are. We're at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's just three guys. Maybe it's time for a little guy talk.
Oh, yeah. It's guy talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy talk. Ooh.
Well, here we are once again, Perry. Guy talk. Yeah. Now, you went on a date this past week, did you not?
With whom?
I don't know. You said you had a date.
No.
What happened there?
She disappeared.
What do you mean she disappeared?
She didn't return my call.
Who was it?
Oh, wait. I'm trying to think which date we're talking about. Date with Carol or the date with this other girl?
Well, let's go the other girl first.
I'm trying to remember her name. Christ.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Perry. Try to think of her name real quick.
Cindy?
Her name was Cindy.
I'm thinking. It's driving me nuts.
Okay, forget it, but she stood you up. How'd she stand you up?
She didn't call me back to for our meeting place.
How'd you meet her?
How'd I meet her?
Yes.
Online?
Sounds like she was really fucking with you.
Probably.
Good job, Cindy. Now, who else did you say you went on a date with?
I saw Carol.
You went on a date with Carol. When did you do that?
Some time ago.
How? What is some time ago?
I'm not gonna tell you.
I totally got you on that one, dude. Listen, can you do me a favor? Can we go back to the beginning of the show real quick?
Why?
Because you guys didn't turn the Elvis, the grape lights.
Well, I don't think we can go back to the
we beginning. We can't go back to the beginning.
Why don't you turn on the Elvis lights? Look at him turning with his neck, his new neck. The neck brace is off, and he's turning like a regular human being.
How's your neck feel, neck master? Just whip your head around really quick.
There we go.
All right, there you go.
I think I saw Carol and Heather when I saw you last.
That's not really a date.
Well,
it's not a date.
Okay.
Going to the comedy store and them being at the comedy store at the same time you were is not really a date. That's it? That's all you have for today's Guy Talk?
Well, you know, it's always me. Well, what about you, Mr. Molininski?
One thing, I got the grape lights and the Elvis things going.
Thank
what about your women?
The bus driver lady?
What, the 350-pound fat fucking whore that you've been dreaming about?
I really
or that diesel dyke that you've been wanting
right,
to have?
Stop right there.
I can't make decisions.
Hey,
like
Mole,
that.
Let me handle this. That's the end of today's Guy Talk.
Oh, yeah. It's Guy Talk. Ooh.
All right, before we get out of here, we got to pay some bills. And, you know, once again, we are very lucky because we have some of the finest Thai food in the world. And it's right here in West Hollywood, California. Where am I talking about, Mole?
What?
What the?
Huck.
What the huck? For the finest in Thai cuisine, it's What the Huck.
What the Huck?
323-654-7952. Mole, we kind of asked you before if you could do that in Spanish. How's that working out?
Muy bien.
What does that mean?
Super awesome.
Really?
Yeah. You know what I liked? I liked when Dana Hamlet sang Life is a Chicken Satay.
That was good. That was a couple weeks ago. But
Katie
was...
Hook. Para de primera comida de Thai. Tres de tres. Seis, cinco, cuatro. Siete, nueve, cinco, dos. Katie Hook.
Okay, can you repeat that in English?
No.
Can I have a chicken satay?
What's What the Huck? 323-654-7952. Again, What the Huck. Hey, say it in your dirt language of Italian.
I don't speak Italian.
What?
I only know a couple words, and that's about it.
What words do you know in Italian?
A couple swear words, so what?
Say one of them.
Baffangul?
Yes.
Everybody knows how to say fuck in Italian.
I didn't. Oh, by the way, we were sent this. I gave one to you a little earlier, Mole, but here it is. There's a wrestling team in Ohio, you know, and first of all, you got to feel sorry for these people from Ohio. What have they got to live for? This is from Brookside High School. They're the Cardinals, and it's here's their wrestling team. But if you look on the back under sponsors, they've got the sponsors, the Veterans of Foreign Wars of the United States, who probably hate us, Sheets Made to Order Fresh Food, Hastings Carpet Company, SCT, I don't know what the fuck that is, Expertise in Cabinet and Trim Work, and look at this, the Big Three Podcast. I guess these kids kept their money, and they put it towards sponsoring us on their wrestling team.
Nice.
So maybe you could go down there in a little wrestling outfit and wrestle some of these young boys.
Nice.
Would you do that, Perry?
No, I can't. Yeah, with the neck, the way it is? Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure.
You no longer have the brace on.
But because I don't have the brace on, doesn't mean I'm going to start wrestling fucking people, you nut.
I'm not a nut. Take that back right now.
Why?
You know, ASM Plumbing and Porn is your one stop for all your plumbing and your hardcore man-on-man porn concerns. That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. But don't take my word for it. Whose word should they take, Maul?
I'll give Terrifying you a, Tim.
Because he's an American hero. He's a skateboard enthusiast.
He's no skateboard enthusiast. The motherfucker doesn't even ride a board. Okay? What skate parks does he go to? Exactly. Exactly. Where will he be seen skateboarding?
I don't know.
Exactly.
You know, from what I understand, he has a big pool in his backyard that a lot of the neighborhood kids come by.
What backyard?
At his mansion.
Is it that mansion that we're going to be filming the Big Three reality show in?
I don't believe so. Anyway, why don't we listen to what he has to say?
Hi, I'm Terrifying Tim for ASM Plumbing and Porn. You want hot man-on-man films and top-notch plumbing and piping? Call ASM! Now, I may not be nearly as gay as their last spokesman, but I do know quality cornhole when I see it. Let's unclog some pipes! Ooh. ASM Plumbing and Porn. Tell them Terrifying Tim sent you.
That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. Well, you know, it's coming towards the end of the show. Perry, you were a complete asshole again today.
Because that's the way you like me.
No, it's not the way I like you. The way I like you is a professional person, but I've never seen that side of you, so I really don't know it that
well. Well, I don't know what you're looking for as a professional.
I'll tell you what I'm looking for, something we're going to get out of this next segment, which is probably the best damn thing we do on this show. You know what I'm talking about, Mole?
Is it the movie review?
We've already done that. So what else would it be?
Oh.
I'll give you a hint. Some have called it the best segment, not only on podcast networks, but the best on airwaves of any kind.
Oh, is it that Prairie Home Companion?
Nope. It's time for Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Right now, if you've never heard this show before and you don't know what Mole Play is, it's an improv game we play, but before we get to that, and I'm still not quite sure how we deal with this. At one point, we had to say something before we did this. Do we have to say that anymore, or are we fine with that?
I think we're ready to rock.
Okay. Now, if you've never heard this before, this is where Mole will set up the scenario of this improv game. Sometimes we talk about something we've already talked about on the show. He'll set the scene, then he'll direct the scene. So, Mole, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Today we're heading back in time. We're onto a crosstown bus where an old man is sitting and he's about to die. On one side of him, one side of the dead man is Greg Dean. On the other side is a beautiful girl who gets scared by the old dead man and she doesn't know what to do, but Greg Dean is able to make her laugh and seduce her. Dan?
Yes?
You're going to play the hot girl. Scare Master, you're going to play Greg Dean. And that pillow over there can be Grandpa.
Okay, so let me make sure that I understand this. I'm a hot chick. Do I know Perry? What's my motivation here?
No, it's not Scare Master. He's playing Greg Dean. The old man dies. Scare Master's granddad dies in the middle of you guys. And you're freaked out, but Greg Dean's there to make you laugh and seduce you. Ready? And mole play.
Ah! What the fuck?
There's a dead man on me. He's dead. Hey, aren't you the comedy teacher, Greg Dean?
Yeah, well, okay, what do you expect me to do?
Well, he's a dead man. You're the funny guy. You're the guy that teaches people how to be funny.
I'm a comic teacher. I'm not interested.
Hey, make me laugh. There's got to be something funny about this. There's got to be something funny about
it. Why are you mocking me?
Because you're a fucking bitch.
Why are you mocking me?
Aren't you the teacher that one time taught that Perry Caravello, the guy that later went out
and
told Randy Callahan to get his fucking 3 cent vouchers?
This is something that's on the street.
Don't hit me, Greg Dean. Don't hit me, you little fuck.
You're the fuck. I've got a dead grandfather.
All you know how to do is scream like a little girl with her fucking...
Greg Dean turns on all his comedy charm. He looks her up and down. He looks her up
I'm
and down.
I'm not interested.
I noticed you're looking at my pussy.
He looks at the dead guy.
What pussy?
He looks at the dead guy. He looks at her. Mm. He looks at the dead guy. He turns to her and he whips out one of his one classic one-liners.
So look at you with that that stiff. Are you gonna give that stiff a stiff?
You're very funny.
He's
Greg
charmed
Dean.
Her. He moves in for the kill.
Can I just
he's
tell
got
you
her
this?
On the ropes, and now he's gonna move in for it.
Right now, my pussy is so.
I don't give
wet.
A fuck about your
look
your
at
pussy
my
with fucking
look
balls.
At my somebody would think that that's blood from my vaginal
oh,
area,
please.
But it's not. It's wetness. Because I'm getting primed to get fucked.
I don't
by
care
a
about your
teacher.
Fucking homo.
Just let's get rid of this dead guy and fuck me. Why won't you fuck me? Why won't you fuck me? Eat my pussy. Eat my pussy.
God.
Scaremaster, yes and.
Starting Dean. Get your face in my pussy, Dean.
Dean looks at her privacy, and then looks at the dead guy, and whips out another classic one-liner.
Is that thing between your legs the same size as your tongue?
What?
What the fuck are you talking about? I got
is that tongue
I
looks
got
like
a
your
pussy.
Cock.
I got a wet pussy.
You,
yeah,
wet pussy
fuck
my
me.
Ass.
Fuck me, Greg Dean!
That's Mole Play.
Jesus Christ.
That was a good one. Good working with you.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
I do see the clock on the wall, and it is time to end this show.
You know what time it is, dude?
What time is it?
I meant the show.
7:14.
Can I just point out, Perry still doesn't comprehend the proper Greg Dean comedy philosophy.
When did you take his class?
I Googled him. I read two sentences and I get
oh,
it.
Oh, excuse me.
Okay, well, she's saying something from this Bible of comedy that you think you can judge everybody else by.
Whip so it around, Greg Dean. Give her the Greg Deaner.
Ouch.
Greg Deaner.
All right, well, looking at the clock on the wall, I see that we're just about out of time. But before we go, I would like to say to everybody, if you want to get
funky with me, if you want to get funky.
No, I was going to say, if you want to get in touch with us through the social networks, on Facebook, I'm at Don Barris. You're at Walter Molininski Mole.
Perry F. Caravello, that's C-A-R-V. C-A-R is in car, A-B is in Victor, E-L-L-O. I'm also on Twitter at ScaryPerry818.
Well, why don't you wait? We're doing Twitters. I didn't do SimplyDon1 at Twitter because I didn't do that. I was
I'm on MySpace
I was,
also.
No, nobody's on MySpace. I
people
was just
are on MySpace.
To tell about the fact that we are also friends with a great American hero and you get through him.
Oh, God.
Tempur-Pedic. Remember, every night I'm over at the Comedy Store. And don't forget, every Monday night over at the Ding Dong Show, 10 o'clock. Put her there, guys.
Whoa!
Big 3! See ya!